South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order, leading us in our prayer today. From the Grace Episcopal Church in Huron and the St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in DeSmet, South Dakota, is Father George Parmeter. Leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance today are our pages, Melanie Pushar of Roslyn and Kyle Wernsman of Miller.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who created this great and beautiful land, help us to be responsible stewards of your creation. Help us to remember and honor those whose lives were spent to ensure the freedoms we enjoy today as we move forward to the future. Bless our diverse cultures and guide us to honor and share those good things they give and teach us. Bless and guide those assembled here to represent the people of this great state to the best of their abilities in a spirit of cooperation and fellowship. Help them to find strength in diversity, joy in a common cause, and satisfaction in a job well done for the benefit of all people. Care for all who travel, that their journeys may be completed in safety, and that once again they may be allowed to assemble here for the noble purposes for which they work. We also, Lord, ask your blessings upon the Junkie family for the repose of the soul of Cole Junkie, who died yesterday. Welcome him into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and in the glorious company of the saints in light. Bless and guide his family. Help them to understand those things which only you can know. Bless and guide them in the days ahead. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they should fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the journal, please. Oh, how about a roll call first?
Okay. Allers, Baumgarten, Bradford, Bruner, Buckingham, Berg, Carson, Cutler, Davis, Dinner, DeVries, Dreyer, Dykstra, Elliott, Engel, Spain, Feinstein, Gassman, Gillespie, Gilson, Glensky, Gosh, Hackle, Halverson, Hargens, Haverly, Heinemann, Hills, Howie Hunt, Yerkey, Junkie, Kirkaby, Koyston, and Krebs, Lucas, Les, McLaughlin, Miles, Moore, Nelson, Rome, Al Norstrup, David Norstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Russell Olson, Ryan Olson, Peterson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Rave, Roden, Round, Sigdestad, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turb, Reville, Van Etten, Van Norman, Bannerman, Valley, Weems, Wick, Willitson, Speaker Diedrich. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Thank you. Before we go to the approval of the journal, even though for Representative Junkie we had a great prayer, I'm going to ask that we have a moment of silence so that each of us can express in our own way our sympathy for our friend and our colleague. Thank you. approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 11th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Thomas J. Diedrich, Chair.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We've been, for the past couple of weeks, we've had a House legislative computer intern on loan to us, I believe, from Dakota State College. Is Sean here? There he is. Come up here, Sean. I have a certificate of appreciation. The rest of it states, presented to Sean Schreiner in recognition of the outstanding service given to the 2008 South Dakota Legislature as House Legislative Computer Intern. It's signed by Senators Dave Knutson and Scott Heideprim, Representatives Larry Roden and Dale Hargens, and as Chair of the Executive Board, Representative Larry Tiedemann. If you are as computer literate as I am, you know what a blessing it was to have him here. We are only sorry he's leaving. Please help us recognize him. Reports of standing committees, please.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1016 do pass as amended. House Bill 1222 and 23 be referred to appropriations with a do pass recommendation. House Bills 1226 and 1227 were referred to appropriations, and House Bill 1221, as amended, was referred to appropriations with a do pass recommendation. Phyllis M. Heineman, Chair. The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1065 and 1131 do pass. House Bill 1132 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1135 do pass as amended, and House Bill 1133 was deferred to the 36th legislative day. Joni M. Cutler, Chair. The Committee on Health respectfully reports that Senate Bill 34 do pass, and House Bills 1052 and 1053 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Don Van Etten, Chair. The Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that House Bill 1068, 1144, and 1180 do pass. House Bills 1067, 1080, 1081, 1082, and 1083 do pass as amended, and House Bill 1292 was referred to retirement laws. Larry Tiedemann, Chair.
Visiting with us today, I think some of them are above me, and where the rest are for sure, I didn't quite get that pointed out as well as I needed to for somebody who's got a short-term memory deficit at times. But we have the Year 16 Class of Partners in Policy Making, which is a leadership and skill capacity building training program conducted by South Dakota Advocacy Services for Persons with Disabilities and their family members. Would you please stand? Thank you for being here today. Thank you for the excellent work that you do on behalf of those people. Also, on behalf of Representative Rounds and Ryan Olson, we have Mrs. Coppa's fifth grade class and Mrs. Briggs' fifth grade class from the Washington Elementary School. I believe Mrs. Coppa's is over to my left, your right. And Mrs. Briggs and her class would be to my right, your left. Well, that sure looks like that's the case. Thank you for being here today. Representative Jim Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wonder if I could have a personal privilege, please.
Well, you may. Is there something special going on today?
There is. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for asking, and that's part of the personal privilege. I would like to take the opportunity today, first of all, it's Motorcycle Day in the legislature, as you can tell, and take an opportunity to thank Father George for saying the prayer here today, and also to have you recognize the group that attends each year and talks about the motorcycle business. As you well know, rest of the year they stay home, they mind their own business, and they take care of their jobs. But once a year they come up here to see how government is actually run and this year brought a bill with them, and we're running it through the system to take the opportunity to learn how government works. Having said that, would you please join with me in welcoming the motorcycle riders that are here today, Abate of South Dakota. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 10, 35, 64, 65, 69, 84, 97, 111, 131, 139, 140, and 148, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested.
Motions and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution 1001, a concurrent resolution requesting the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks to give Martha Smith of Fairburn, South Dakota, the hide of a mountain lion she recently killed. Representative Howie moves that HCR 1001 be adopted.
The motion before the House of Representatives is that HCR 1001 be adopted. Are there any remarks? Representative Howie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, in this chamber, we deal with problems, and we are solution-oriented people. We're sent here to deal with the difficult issues of the state. But once in a while, we have an opportunity to give a real attaboy to somebody. And this is a situation where an 80-year-old woman who lives alone, Martha Smith, lives in Fairburn, South Dakota, which happens to be in my district, who possesses the pioneer spirit, which is typical of people who live in our district, was alarmed to find her border collie in a standoff with a mountain lion. Now, being the woman who possesses the pioneer spirit that she does, she took care of the situation in the way that it needed to be dealt with. She shot and killed the lion and protected her dog and her property. She's a woman who understands how to live in harmony with wildlife. She has her garden deer fenced and even an electric fence to keep the raccoons out. So she's not one of these people that wants to exterminate all wildlife, but she's someone who will rise to defend her person and her property. And I want to take this opportunity to commend her. And this resolution directs the Game and Fish to give her the hide of the mountain lion. She's willing to spend the $2,000 or so to have it properly mounted, but she'd like to have it at her home to enjoy for a while. This directs the Game and Fish to give her that hide so she can do that. Then she'll donate it to the local museum. And I hope you'll just join me in saying, job well done. I would just close my remarks by saying that she shot it with a .22 rifle. She owns a .30-30, but she doesn't keep it loaded because it kicks. So way to go, Martha Smith. Thank you very much.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question for the House of Representatives is Representative Howie's motion to return the lion. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Glensky and Miles. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67.
House Concurrent Resolution 1001, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared adopted. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Roden moves that the reports of the standing committees on state affairs on House Bill 1129, judiciary on House Bills 1073, 1099, 1100, and 1138, transportation on House Bill 1241, and taxation on House Bills 1017 and 1185 be adopted.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading of Senate bills. For those of you in the audience, especially the fifth graders, this is a constitutional requirement in which we are required, before we can assign a bill to a committee, to first read the number and the title of the bill.
Senate Bill 10, an act to include Dakota and Nakota with certain requirements for instruction in the Lakota language. Senate Bill 35, an act to establish fair claim standards and procedures for property casualty insurance claims. Senate Bill 64, an act to provide certain provisions regarding the regulation of recreational park trailers.
The Speaker assigned Senate Bill 10 to Education. I was informed there were long titles today. Speaker signed Senate Bill 10 to Education, 35 to Commerce, 64 to Transportation, 65, 69, 84, 97, Judiciary, 111 to Ag, 131 Local Government, 139 Transportation, 140 to Tax, and 148 to State Affairs. Consent calendar items. The consent calendar is our way to try and be efficient, in which if a bill goes to a committee, receives only favorable votes, and then it's decided that it doesn't need to be debated on the floor because the matter has been fully flushed out in the committee, and everybody approves, it goes to the consent calendar. However, if any of the 70 members of this House of Representatives says, I want to debate it, it is automatically pulled from the consent calendar and goes to the debate calendar.
House Bill 1119, an act to codify legislation enacted in 2007.
House Bill 1119, having had a second reading, is up for consideration. Final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question for the House of Representatives, final passage of House Bill 1119. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1119.
Representatives Bradford and Van Norman. Bradford votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67.
House Bill 1119, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved.
House Bill 1056, an act to revise certain provisions related to holds on livestock sales and the transporting of livestock out of the ownership inspection area.
House Bill 1056, having had a second reading, is up for consideration. Final passage, are there any questions? Hearing none. The question for the House of Representatives, final passage of House Bill 1056. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members shall proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1056.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67.
House Bill 1056, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed approved. Second reading of House bills. Representative Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we defer the balance of today's calendar until Monday, the 13th legislative day.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carried. Representative Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A brief announcement for the entire body here. Back on Mel's desk, there is a big box, and if you are having a Cracker Barrel, but just take a stack with you. There are brochures from the Division of Motor Vehicles, which in July 1 of this year, people and your constituents will be having to take their license plates with them when they change ownership of their vehicles. This is very new to people in South Dakota, so we want to make sure we start the campaign of awareness now. So at these Cracker Barrels, it would be a great time to hand out the awareness brochure, letting them know how they handle the new process for the license plates, the plate with owner rule that takes in effect July 1 of this year. So take a stack. We got a huge box back there. Make sure to hand them out and start the awareness campaign along with the DMV for the next 6 months.
Thank you, Representative Krebs. We had a couple committee reports come in order to keep the process going as smoothly as we can, trying to get them processed so that we can do what we need to do. We do have them processed, so if there be no objection, we're going to revert back to reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1218 do pass and House Bills 1049, 1152, and 1153 were deferred to the 36th legislative day. Phyllis M. Heineman, Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1193 do pass. House Bill 1202 be referred to the Committee on Education, and House Bills 1166, 1172, 1192, and 1199 were deferred to the 36th legislative day. Respectfully, Larry Roden, Chair.
Representative Van Etten.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The routine Health and Human Services Committee at 7:45 a.m. on Monday will not be held. However, there will be a special subcommittee of that committee to deal with the tanning bed bill, which will meet at 8 o'clock.
Well, being the sun's barely up at 8 o'clock, probably a good time to have a tanning bed subcommittee. Further announcements. Representative Haverly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have appropriations meeting Monday at 7:30. We're going to hear from BIT, Investment Council, LRC, and Department of Legislative Audit in LCR, rooms 1 and 2. Thank you.
Further announcements. Representative Gordon Peterson.
I move we adjourn.
All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.